It's time for the SwampSwamiSports.com audio podcast.
Yabba dabba doo! Simpson, Homer Simpson, he's the greatest guy in history. From the town of Springfield, he's about to hit a chestnut tree.
Introducing my case for the NBA Coaches Lottery. The National Basketball Association is comprised of 30 teams. All things being equal, each year, every team has a tiny 3 1/3% chance of winning the title at the beginning of the season. The league plays an 82-game regular season schedule from October all the way through April to eliminate the woeful and hopeless teams from the playoffs. Now, 3 years ago, the NBA added a rather silly new play-in round. The new format pits teams number 7, 8, 9, and 10 from the East and the West against each other. And if your team wins two of those games, you advance to the quarterfinal round of 16.
Yes!
With 20 NBA teams now participating in the postseason, a full 2/3 of the league is getting in some postseason action. The other 10 teams, well, they head to the NBA's draft lottery. And on Tuesday night at 7 p.m. on ESPN, you'll be able to watch this annual event. The NBA teams, which finished this past season with the worst records, will now have the best statistical chances of receiving one of the top draft picks. As we've covered here before, the worst teams in the NBA also have a long history of making big errors on draft night, too. That is yet another reason why many of the same teams end up in the draft lottery every single year. Let's take a look at the list of lucky losers coming out of this past season and, according to the NBA, their statistical chances of winning that top pick in the NBA's 2023 draft. Number one this year, with a 14% chance of winning that top pick, will be the Detroit Pistons, also shared at 14% with the Houston Rockets and the San Antonio Spurs. Coming in fourth at the 12.5% chance mark is the Charlotte Hornets franchise. Portland comes in at number 5 at 10.5%, followed by Orlando at 9%, the Indiana Pacers 6.8% chance of taking that top pick, the Washington Wizards 6.7%, Utah Jazz 4.5%, Dallas Mavericks 3%, Chicago Bulls have a 1.8% chance of landing the number 1 overall pick, Oklahoma City Thunder at 1.7%, Toronto Raptors at 1%, and the New Orleans Pelicans have a 0.5% chance of getting the overall number one pick in this year's NBA draft. Now, the fact that 10 of those 14 teams, or 71.4%, are back in the NBA draft lottery on Tuesday night says a lot about their team's executive management. Yeah, they're back from last year's lottery. By the way, Detroit, Houston, San Antonio, Charlotte, Oklahoma City, and New Orleans, that's 6 teams, are making their third consecutive trip down into the NBA draft lottery. Those faltering franchises have now drafted at least 2 number one picks who have yet to make any significant improvements on their basketball team. So why isn't the NBA news filled with stories about the firings of the executive management staffs? That's usually where the team's boneheaded decisions originate from. Instead, we're going to see another year of big coaching changes. And among those that are hitting the road this season are two of the coaches who faced off just 2 years ago in the NBA Finals. Can you believe it? Mike Budenholzer of the Milwaukee Bucks took the team to the NBA championship just 2 years ago. And this year, the Bucks were eliminated in round number 1 of the playoffs by Miami, 4-1. The team immediately fired the coach. He's gone. His opposing coach in those same 2021 NBA Finals was Monty Williams of the Phoenix Suns. Twice, not once, but twice a winner of the NBA's Coach of the Year award, Monty Williams' Suns just lost last week in round 2 to the number 1 overall West seed Denver 4-2. And after the Suns' embarrassing 25-point home loss to the Nuggets in game number 6 last week in Phoenix, Coach Monty Williams was fired. He is now unemployed. Most of us would understand why any of those 14 teams coming up in Tuesday night's NBA draft lottery would dismiss their ineffective coach. But why have two of the NBA's premier coaches in recent years gone from the penthouse to the doghouse in just 2 seasons? Every professional sports franchise needs a scapegoat so that the fans will keep returning and buying tickets again next year. And it's also cheaper to blame the current coach rather than accurately fingering the team's upper management and players for the bad moves. The general manager is responsible for the players being drafted and brought into the team via trades. It's up to the head coach to take that group of talent and try to get them to play together at the highest possible level every game. Most NBA coaches earn about $5 million or more per season. They aren't underpaid. However, many NBA players on that team's roster are earning much more than their coach does. Milwaukee coach Mike Budenholzer was reportedly paid $8 million last season. According to one source, though, there were five of his Milwaukee Bucks players earning more money than the coach. In fact, there were 156 players in the NBA across the league making more than this now unemployed former world championship coach. The average tenure of an NBA coach is now less than 4 years. Though San Antonio's Greg Popovich remains the league's longest tenured coach at 27 seasons, he also has five NBA championship rings to his credit, too. As the Spurs now visit the NBA's draft lottery for the third year in a row on Tuesday night, though, Coach Pop's retirement ceremony might be coming sooner than he thinks, whether he likes it or not. On Sunday afternoon in Boston, Philadelphia 76ers coach Doc Rivers became the latest NBA head coach to start feeling the heat from his team's disappointing playoff end. Rivers' former team, the Boston Celtics, rallied to win Game 6 in Philadelphia late last week and then stomped the 76ers in Game 7 Sunday afternoon in Beantown. Anyone who watched those two basketball games will tell you it was the players on the court who deserved the credit or the blame for the outcomes of those games. Philadelphia's moody but expensive guard James Harden did another one of his Casper the Ghost fourth quarter disappearing acts this past week. He went nearly invisible in the games when his team lost. But rather than the fans blaming those players, Philadelphia sports writers and fans now want the scalp of their head coach. Doc Rivers ranks number 9 in NBA history for most wins as a coach. He hasn't had a losing team in 16 consecutive years. On the other hand, Doc Rivers has been the coach of 7 different teams in his career where the team blew a 3-2 series lead to go on to lose in Game 7. That does tell me that Doc Rivers is an exceptional coach during the 82-game regular season. During his 24 season as an NBA head coach, Rivers has led his team into the playoffs an astounding 20 times. That's 83% of the time. But his detractors will also tell you that Doc Rivers is just 1-for-20 in winning an NBA championship after his team reaches the playoff rounds. Yes, he's won one NBA championship in 24 years. Here's an interesting idea I came up with today. Perhaps it's now time for the first annual SwampSwamiSports.com NBA Coaches Lottery to take place on the night following the NBA Player Draft Lottery. This Wednesday night, I would allow those same 14 worst teams in the NBA to come in and have a chance to draft a better coach to go along with next year's basketball team. In my novel new NBA Coaches Lottery concept, the selection order would be reversed to allow the teams which were already on the verge of respectability to have a chance to upgrade their coaching staff. And for any currently employed NBA coach who is selected in my NBA Coaches Lottery, that coaching move would come with a 50% pay increase and a contract extension for up to 4 years at the coach's discretion. So, for example, this Wednesday night in my Coaches Lottery show, the New Orleans Pelicans would have the first pick of any current or fired or unsigned NBA coach during the Coaches Lottery show. The Pelicans would have the right to retain their current coach, though, if they choose. However, the Pelicans better be ready to defend that choice, or else they'll be hearing the howls from fans for passing up a new basketball coach. Can't you just hear it now? With the first pick in the NBA Coaches Lottery for 2023, the New Orleans Pelicans have selected Miami Heat coach Eric Spoelstra. Toronto is now on the clock. And Toronto would select second this year, while Oklahoma City gets the third pick, etc. The process would continue all the way down to the team with the worst record in the league, selecting at number 14. And for Detroit Pistons fans who might be crying foul, hey, your team would already still have their pick of nearly half of the NBA's current or unemployed coaches by the time your turn comes around with the 14th coaching pick of the night. But speaking of losing, I think there's also a 99% chance that the NBA Coaches Association would veto my idea. But you gotta admit, it would be a lot of fun to see it happen. So if you watch Tuesday night's NBA Draft Lottery, just remember my idea for an NBA Coaches Lottery to take place on the following night. With the first pick, I'm Swamp Swami.